As I've kind of said tonight, we're kind of looking a little bit at simplicity, and so this is going to be a little bit of a kind of reflective kind of thought. I'm not going to speak for too long because, you know, that wouldn't be very simple. So I'm going to speak for a little bit, just a little thought really on simplicity as I've kind of looked at it. But tonight's going to be quite reflective, so, you know, you're going to get out of it a little bit of what you put into it, if you see what I mean. You could sit here now and you can go to sleep. We're not going to know. It's quite dark. But, you know, I wonder whether you'll get the best out of this if you do that. Whereas if you take a little time and kind of think about what we're doing here tonight, then maybe, you know, God will do a little bit more with you. I'm going to speak quite slowly, partly because I've not really remembered this very well, but partly because I'm hoping that in the pauses we can kind of reflect a little bit. I'm sorry if pauses and silence annoy you a little bit. There might be a few while I try and remember what's next. But it is good sometimes to just kind of take time to just sit and think. And I don't know about you, but it's kind of nice in here tonight, I think, to just sit and think. We've kind of had this thought for a while about what is it to worship simply. We kind of had a verse that kind of stuck in our heads a number of times as we were planning these services of "Be still and know that I am God." And that kind of moved into this thought of simplicity. So this week I've been trying to think about simplicity. I've had a real couple of weeks of it, really. I just spend a lot of time thinking about my speech a week ago, and then this week thinking about simplicity. And those two things tie together quite well in many ways. So we're kind of looking at simplicity, and as I've been looking at it this week, I've kind of discovered that simplicity is a gift. It's a gift from God, because in simplicity, there's freedom. You know, so often we think of freedom as being able to do what we want, or buy what we want, or go where we want. But actually, those things often lead to things that bind us and hold us back and burden us. And actually, simplicity is a gift that brings us freedom. And the more I've looked at it, the more I found it's a gift, but actually it's also a discipline. You have to choose simplicity. And that's certainly not easy. And I'm not going to sit here tonight, and I certainly don't want to make you feel guilty for not living simple lives, because I don't know how. It's so hard, isn't it, in the 21st century to live a simple life. What does that look like? I don't know, but apparently as God's people, that's something we should be looking for, is how to live simply. But like I say, I'm not wanting to make you feel guilty or anything for not living simple lives, because fact is, none of us live simple lives, do we? We all live really complex lives. You know, I do this in every service, but how often tonight and this morning have you been thinking about what's going on tomorrow or what you're having for dinner? What's going on yesterday, or what went on yesterday, what you said to hurt somebody yesterday, what you did wrong, what you did right. How many of those things kind of just fill our minds when we come to worship? Our lives are full of things. How many times in the last week have you said, "Oh, I'm just so busy"? That's a complex life, not a simple one. It's full of busyness and things, and I'm guilty massively of this. And when we come to worship in simplicity, what does that kind of look like? Can we really come with simplicity when our lives are so complex? How do we kind of leave that complexity, that heaviness, that burden behind? Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When we come to worship, we naturally come with all this stuff weighing us down, with the complexity of our jobs and our schoolwork and our homework and college work. We come with all that stuff, and I'm not saying that actually it's wrong to do that. In fact, actually, it's natural, it's right to do that. And Jesus says, you know, you've got all that stuff going on. Come, come and give it to me. Come, I want to give you peace. I want to give you rest. But why? Why does he want to do that? It's kind of thing that kind of hit me. Why would you do that? But that's kind of the reason we're here. Not to dump all of our things on Jesus or dump all of our complex life on God that we might come simply, but actually, when you're in a relationship, you share things. You share burdens, you share difficulty, you share complexity. And those really, really deep relationships, those ones that really mean something that are going to last, those ones, you share the real complex stuff, the real difficult stuff, the stuff that you sometimes can't even put into words. And that's why we're here. You know, the simplicity in worship, it's, we're not here because of the music. We're not here because of the people. We're not here because of the lights and the videos and even the Bible. We're here because God wants a relationship with us. And he wants a deep relationship with us. And that means sharing the complex things. I think it'd be really good if actually we took Jesus at his word tonight. And actually we took a moment to actually lay all that burden, all that complexity on him. Whether it just be something little like I'm worried about, you know, something tomorrow, and it could be a tiny thing, or whether it's you upset somebody earlier, or whether it's some massive thing you've been struggling with for ages and it's just totally weighing down your heart and your mind. Whatever it is, kind of Jesus wants to take it. And I'm not saying tonight, I wish I could say the moment that you do this, you're going to feel a peace, you're going to feel a rest, but I don't know that's the case, but I can promise you one thing, and that's that if we do this tonight, if we lay this stuff out towards God, that our relationship with him will grow. So let's just kind of take a moment to think about these things that might weigh us down, that might make us weary and stressed and strained and tired. And if it's helpful to you, I tend to put my hands out like this. You can do it or not. And I tend to imagine those things. Kind of imagine those things and you look at them and you kind of can feel the weight of them in your hands or on your heart or on your mind, and you can look at each one of them and just know that God's bigger. And when you're ready, you can just kind of turn your hands over and just let them go. Let him deal with them. Might take you quite a while to do that, and if you're still thinking about those things and you still want to leave those things with God, then you just go off with God on your own just now while I just share with you just one more thought. But you know, if God's doing that with you, you just sit there and do that. Don't worry about me, it's all about him tonight. As I was thinking about simplicity in worship and what we should do this evening, I was trying to think, you know, if somebody asked me to explain simply why are you here tonight, That would be a really good place to kind of start. Simply, why are you here tonight? There's a kind of question that you can only answer yourself, really, is why are you here tonight? And there might be a lot of mundane reasons, but if we get round to the heart of it, why are you here tonight? Is it because Jesus died for your sins and you know this because the Bible says so? Oh, there's a little rhyme about that. This I know for the Bible tells me so. Or is it John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die but have eternal life. Why are you here tonight? Is it maybe an extension of what Jesus commanded us to do? Jesus said, the greatest commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is like it: love your neighbour as yourself. The more I kind of think about it, the more I've tried to think about what is it to come simply in worship, what is it to enjoy simplicity in this place, in a worship service. For me, it was kind of just looking at this in the middle. This symbol. That God loves you and me with all his heart. With all his mind. With all his soul, and with all his strength. To come simply in worship, I think, could be wrong, is just to react to that. To react to that love. Just so huge. And maybe we'll react with a word, maybe we'll react with a song, maybe we'll react with a dance, maybe we'll react by giving everything we have and everything we are. And maybe we'll do all that now, or maybe we'll do that later. But I wonder if coming simply in worship is just reacting to the love that God has for us, that he would die on that. Going to take some time just to kind of talk to God, to just listen, to just react in whatever way you want to this, to what he did, what he does. I'm going to play a song just to break the silence. That's all about coming simply, but you do react in whatever way you need to this love that has been poured out for you.